France awards highest honour to war veteran. More than 70 years after playing his part in the liberation of France during the Second World War, Mr. Robert Johnson has been awarded that country's highest award. Mr. Johnson, formerly Royal Marine Sergeant Johnson, who landed at Sword Beach on D-Day amid an army career that also saw him serve in the Far East, around the world on convoys, and as a commando in the 1942 raid on Dieppe, received the Chevalier, or Knight, in the Ordre National de la Légion d'Honneur in recognition of his service in the Normandy campaign. Now aged 95, Mr. Johnson of Walsden joined the service in 1938 and was on the Eagle at Hong Kong when the Second World War broke out, coming back to Britain via Suez and dodging submarines while serving on the wartime convoys. I missed being on the Royal Oak at Scapa, which was sunk, but I did the Dieppe raid as a commando. That was unsuccessful, but we were successful in the end. This medal is for my service in Normandy, where I landed at Sword Beach, he said. It's a nice medal, and it's a high honour. It's taken a long time, but it's a nice gesture. As a regular in the service, Mr. Johnson served until 1952, and his other decorations include the 1939-45 Star, the Atlantic Star, the Africa Star, the France and Germany class, and the Defence and War Medal. Born in Todmorden, Mr. Johnson's service also saw him fly for a while with the Fleet Air Arm, and he later learned to glide, which became a hobby he enjoyed. Having served his country, Mr. Johnson went on to serve his community with 26 years' service with the West Riding Fire Service and later West Yorkshire Fire Service at Slough, Brighouse, Elland, and standing in at Halifax when required. You could say, I spent all my life in uniform. I love the fire service, helping people. I've enjoyed what I've done, he said. Mr. Johnson married his wife Mary in 1941, and she passed away 10 years ago. He has 3 sons and 1 daughter, and his family are very proud at this most recent honour, from which I will read the citation from French Ambassador in London, Sylvie Merman. And the citation says, warmest congratulations on this high honour in recognition of your acknowledged military engagement and your steadfast involvement in the liberation of France during the Second World War. As we contemplate this Europe of peace, we must never forget the heroes like you who came from Britain and the Commonwealth to begin the liberation of Europe by the liberation of France. We owe our freedom and security to your dedication because you were ready to risk your life.